This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 1 hour down, one to go. Thanks for making us part of your Saturday morning. If you're heading into the great outdoors, or maybe you're just kind of taking it easy, relaxing the weekend and laying in the bed and listening to the radio program, great way to do it. Well, what you're going to hear, we're going to be talking to Julie Grunwald. She's the executive director of Hunters for the Hungry. The Clean Out Your Freezer days are approaching very shortly, and we'll tell you how you can donate some of your fish and game and seafood and to the cause. And also, I want you to inventory your freezer. How's it looking in there? You full up? You got to move some out to make room for the new catches and new game that you'll be getting these hunting seasons? Let me know. 504-260-1870. We also have got our regular bad boy features. It's four Florida guys who are charged with a conspiracy to hoodwink some out-of-state hunters, and in doing so endangered an entire subspecies of wild game. We'll tell you about that. They're facing thousands of dollars in fines and possible jail time, which I think would be well warranted for these bozos. All right, we also got fishing reports coming your way from Captain Mike Gallo, Paddler's Report with Brendan Bayard, and we'll be checking in with our buddy Ryan Lambert down at the tip of the boot at Cajun Fishing Adventures. Speaking of Cajun Fishing Adventures, I got this in. There's going to be a fundraiser for a lady named Stephanie, who is battling cancer for the fourth time. And this is going to be held September the 14th at Mike Bruno Harley-Davidson in Baton Rouge. They're going to have auctions, car shows, a bike show, a Jeep show, food show, band show, all kind of shows. And the highlight of this event is going to be an auction fishing trip at Cajun Fishing Adventures. And you hear about them every week with Ryan Lambert. You're going to get lodging and an eco tour. How about that? And a fishing trip. Great cause, and you could get a good deal for yourself. So remember that. That's going to be at Mike Bruno Harley-Davidson, Baton Rouge, September the 14th. Also got this text in. This one says, Don, I love the fish, but not as much as I love my wife. Happy 50th anniversary, honey, from the Big Man Bassin. Well, I hope Mrs. Big Man Bassin is listening. And by the way, it's your golden anniversary. What's the surprise? Maybe we'll find out. All right, here's one from Big Mike on Bayou Liberty. Got a lot of small, I think he meant to say white trout. Trout was left out, but something small and white is in the bayou. The bass are going crazy there, and plenty of small specks, which we've been getting a lot of reports on. And he wants to remind us about the Monday evening bass tournament at Bayou Liberty. Big Mike, I don't know if it was you, Mike, or someone else mentioned they're going to be doing kayak rentals at the marina there on Bayou Liberty. If you know any more about that, or maybe whoever's coordinating that, maybe you could put them in touch with me, because I know a lot of our kayak listeners are going to be interested. That's where they hold the Bayou Liberty Pirogue races. Great, great paddling area, by the way. So maybe I can get some more information to pass along. All right, we got a question from Elliot. Wants to know how the Seabrook Bridge fishing is for white or speckled trout. Normally, Elliot, in years past, that used to be prime time for it, but the hydrology's changed. Maybe somebody who's fished there can send us a report and let us know. 504-260-1870 is that text line. If you want to shoot us a text and check in with us, a question, comment, if you got a fishing report to share like Big Mike does, we'd love to hear from you. We'll put that in with our other field reporters' reports. All right, so there it is. We got a full hour of information coming your way. Back with Captain Mike Gallo. He is born on the bayou and fishes a number of places, Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Catherine, the Mr. Go, the bridge, and in fact, he fishes somewhat on that northern Biloxi Marsh, and boy, he gets a lot of good redfish action there. Back with his report right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. When you're out boating on the water, fishing or skiing or pleasure boating, how would you like to have some backup? I'm talking about somebody who will come bring you fuel if you run short, come tow you if you have an engine breakdown, if you just need an electrical start, they'll come out there and jump you and get you running back on the water. Whatever it needs to keep you safe on the water. Well, it is a reality, and it's called CETO. It's peace of mind, mostly, knowing that someone's standing by 24/7. Doesn't matter what time of day or night. If you ever need help on the water, they are there. $249 will get you for an entire year membership. It's renewable every year after that. And the way to get it is call Captain Chris at 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545. Or if you want to do it online, that's even easier. Just go to CTO.com and he'll get you signed up. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, are you already on the water to beat the heat, or are you still at the Spots and Dots Lake House?
Oh, Don, there's going to be no fishing for me today. Too much heat and not enough tide, so I elected to schedule my trip a little later in the week when the tide comes back.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to be hanging around the lodge today?
I may be headed that way for a little bit first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm going to be over there about 10 o'clock. I'm meeting the TV crew from WYES, Public Broadcasting. We're going to be taping, as you know, the recipe. We're going to be cooking for them there at your lodge on next Tuesday. And the TV crew wanted to do a pre-shoot survey of the site. We're going to go check out the site and get things set up. They want to get a handle on how to set things up when we get out there so we'll be prepared. So if you're going to be around there, we'll see you.
Well, maybe I'll adjust my plans a little bit to come by and shake your hand.
Well, and then next week, whoever your crew is, maybe we'll leave some of those game bird pepper poppers we're going to be cooking around for them to dine on after their trip, a little snack for them.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I saw the tide, 0.4. That's not good, and it's hot. So, you know, a lot of people don't opt to go fishing during those times, but I'm sure you got to fish some during the week. Did those switch around variable winds give you any problems?
Not really, Don. The heat that we've had seemingly the last month has really got the fish in deeper water. That seems to be the theme with all your field reporters. We're fortunate in the Wrigley's area to have quite a few areas that have very deep water. Wrigley's Pass is deep. Unknown Pass is deep. Catherine Pass, even Miller's Bayou's got some deep areas in it. So those areas are pretty safe from any wind direction, unless it's, you know, straight down the pass itself. But the north wind was not a problem at all. It was kind of welcomed. Felt pretty good early in the morning. And we just staged up on some of those deeper areas, live shrimp or even plastics on the bottom. And we've been catching a variety of mostly trout, and mostly white trout with a few speckled trout mixed in. There's the occasional sheephead, black drum, even a redfish or a flounder may find its way into your box.
Mike, you experiencing the same situation as some of our other areas with the enormous amount of small, undersized fish that have to be released with regard to the new speckled trout regulations?
Yeah, Don, there's quite a few trout that or 12 inches or over, but under 13. And it's a great opportunity to educate our fishermen on, you know, the importance of releasing those fish, because those fish are mature enough to spawn. And they will, if released safely, they will spawn again and give us even more fish in the future.
Yeah, and we want to thank you for working with us on producing those commercials, those public service announcements on behalf of CCA with some proper catch and release techniques, because I think that can go a long way. And just, if nothing else, just making the public aware that, you know, just because you got one fish and you're releasing it, when you multiply that out times the 600,000 fishermen that are out there, that certainly adds up on the number of fish, and it's a good conservation move to take as much care as you can to get that fish released to fight another day and become someone else's keeper fish a little bit later on. Mike, moving on to redfish, what would you suggest somebody looking for a redfish on a low tide, hot water day like today?
Actually, same thing applies, Don. You'll want to move to some larger bayous that are relatively deep, and you'll fish the secondary edge or the first drop off along those deeper bayous, and those redfish will get in deeper water that's moving, where they can try to stay cool, have good amounts of oxygen, and still get some, you know, still have the opportunity to feed, but they'll definitely move out of that hot water that just gets too hot. And when it does heat up like that, it doesn't have as much oxygen.
Got it. Anybody doing anything at the bridges right now? You know, that's deep water, but this time of the year, it has a tendency to slow down. Although, if you're looking for the mixed bag, the sheephead and the drum and maybe some freshwater catfish and mix in a few white trout and make a nice box, what's the story on the bridges?
Well, what my pattern is, you know, first thing in the morning, we'll try hitting the deeper passes that we talked about earlier. And then if that slows down or we catch enough, obviously we head in. If not, and we want to try to put some sheephead or drum in the box, we head for the shade of the bridges, and we'll fish in the shade. And that shade will also attract fish where they can get out of that sunlight, and the water will be a little bit cooler feeling. You know how it is for us. Just walking in the shade, it feels cooler, and it seems like it's the same for the fish. And we like to fish the front edge of the shade. So we think the fish sit in the darker water, and as the current brings the bait to them, it provides an ambush.
All right, now you've been keeping an eye on the marsh across the street over there for me, haven't you, for the little blue wings flying around?
I have yet to see any, but I would imagine soon, especially with the north wind and a little bit cooler humidity or lower humidity and a little cooler temperatures in the morning, I would expect pretty soon we start seeing some.
Well, I know you've been seeing the whistling ducks because they pretty much stay there almost year-round now.
Well, those are smart. They know Louisiana's paradise. Why leave?
Yeah, you got it right. Well, Mike, somebody wants to get in on the list there and get a trip booked for their crew if they want to come in from out of town and stay at the lodge or if they're just looking for a quick day trip. I got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, with a link to yours, AAofLA.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call. And first of all, ask, because a lot of people have questions about fishing. You know, what type of gear? How far do we run? All those kind of questions you guys get, and you can answer them. What number should they call to reach you?
We'll certainly answer any question that you may have. The number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope to see you down there sometime either today or next week at the lodge. Take care and thanks for the report, as always.
Sounds good, Don. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right. Coming up next, if you like to go paddling in a kayak, a canoe, a P-roll for your fish, Brendan Bayard joins us. He's got lots of tips for you and also some information about some new one new event that's coming up and also one that's been around a long time. It's called Ride the Bull. Special event going on there, too, as far as capturing some bull reds to spawn and begin Louisiana's first ever redfish restocking, and we'll be there to document it. Coming back with Brendan right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And, well, I think we have the only exclusive paddler's report maybe in the state or in the country. We do it with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a wonderful sponsor by the name of Massey's Outfitters, and I hope you'll join them in three locations, Mid-City, New Orleans. They're also in Baton Rouge and got one on the North Shore in Covington, and you're going to find Hobies and Jackson Craft, Native Watercraft, some of the finest fishing models you'll ever see, and lots of products and accessories, and they put on those demo days where you can try before you buy, and if you call them and ask when their next demo day or check it out on their website or their Facebook page at MasseyOutfitters.com, you can request a certain model that you'd like to try, and they'll be sure and put you in it. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. He's one of our paddling reporters. And, Brendan, going to be busy time on the west side of the state for paddlers. Got a lot of pre-fishing going to be going on. Why will they be doing that?
Yeah, Don, we have a new series coming out next weekend. It's the Hobie Saltwater Series, and they are going to partner with different clubs around the country for launching that. And the first one we have within kind of our area is the Cajun Castaway, hosted by our sister club over there, Lafayette Kayak Fishing Association, and they will be having that event next Saturday. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people over there pre-fishing, checking out all the different areas. You know, probably a lot of people down in West Cove fishing the Ship Channel with this really slow tide we got today. But those fish have been, you know, in that Ship Channel area on those like 12-foot ledges right there pretty consistently over the last, 3 weeks or so, since mid-July, and you know, flounder always kind of around there, and then just go up into the marsh or on the edges where those canals dump into those bigger bays over there, and catching redfish. So pattern is you know, what it normally is, and people are catching. You just got to put together the right fish for next weekend and get that slam. And you can go walk away with a new Hobie Lynx that they're giving away for all these events.
So is this catch, photo, and release, or is this a fish bring the fish in tournament?
This is a bring the fish in tournament.
All right, and it's a slam, so that means redfish, trout, and flounder. Where will people be able to sign up? And I understand there's a meeting next Friday night, and then the weigh-in's going to be Saturday. Is that both at the same location?
Yeah, the you sign up on the Facebook page for the Lafayette Kayak Fishing Club, and the captain's meeting and the weigh-in will be over at Crying Eagle Brewery in Lake Charles. So that'll be a good time, no matter if you skunk.
Yeah, I may have some adult. I'm pretty sure they have some adult beverages around there. That's good news. All right, catching crabs from a kayak, where and how?
Well, I haven't been I have been catching crabs, but I haven't been catching them from a kayak. I usually, you know, have the kids or the family with me. We go out to the beach over the Elmers, just spread out some lines, you know, and then take turns in the kayaks going out and catching trout. And, you know, somebody stays and works the lines. And the crabs have been running pretty good in the morning, especially when there's a high tide coinciding with the morning. It's a good time of year to get out there and fill up your ice chest if you want to make your little crab boil. And, you know, catching some nice trout, too. You kind of got to weed through a few of them. There's a lot of small ones out there, but, you know, getting lots of catching lots of fish is pretty easy. It's just, you know, filling your limit with sizable ones is a little tough this time of year as, you know, you have some fish transitioning in to the bigger bays kind of in the interior. It kind of seems like it happens every year about July. Some of those bigger fish kind of start heading inside, and then you're left with like a million, you know, 10 to, you know, 14-inch trout along the beach, and that's kind of what we're seeing.
All right, Ride the Bull coming up in 2 weeks. The big one, the bull reds for a sleigh ride in Caminata Pass out of Bridgeside Marina. How do people sign up, and what's the outlook for the bull reds? Are they there now?
Yeah, we're catching bull reds today with the real slack tide. I'm not exactly sure if they're going to be stacked up anywhere. They just might be all over the place. I would try, you know, maybe seeing the bridge pilings and seeing if they hold some structure or something like that right now if you're fishing out there. You know, it's always a great time to go out there and catch a bunch of bull reds and have fun doing it with a bunch of people in almost like a party atmosphere. You know, you don't need much to catch a bull red. You just need kind of you can catch one on a light tackle. It's a little bit better to bring a bigger piece of tackle and get them into the boat quicker because, you know, during Ride the Bull, you're going to have a lot of people around you. You don't want your line to get tangled up with people around you. But just crank on that drag and, you know, bring you some, you know, 50-pound test, and you can whip them up into the boat in, you know, under 3 minutes if you really crank on them.
It's better for the
survival.
Yeah, it's better for the survivability of the fish, too. Lastly, you got some information on tarpon running over there in the Florida area?
Yeah, my good friend Brandon over there in the Emerald Coast area has been uploading a lot of drone shots. He's been out chasing tarpon. So if you are in the area over there in the Panhandle and want to chase tarpon, this is the time of year. Usually about mid-July until now, they start teetering off. But, you know, he's seeing some packs of, you know, 4 to 6 tarpon running along the beach early in the morning. This is just kind of that Perdido area. Just go out and, you know, you'll see bait balls and just kind of you have to be mindful and just kind of watch right past the breakers and you'll see them come through if you're patient. So always a good.
Yeah, it'll take your breath away. Best place
Eric
to put a kayak.
One, I remember.
Yes, he did. Best place to put a kayak in over there.
I usually go over to Navarre and put down, they have the whole national seashore. They don't have a pass over there. But if you want to go to the Perdido area, there's a there's a park right there past the bridge at Perdido on the Florida side, if you will, of the pass. And you can just get some wheels and go past the jetty so you're not fighting that current that goes in and out and launch out there.
Good little trip. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it. Good luck on your tournaments, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. I'll give you a report next time. Thanks.
Yeah, should be down at Ride the Bull. Okay, when we come back after this, it's bad boy time, and, yeah, we got four of them. Looks like they went on a conspiracy. We got their story next. It's right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we try to get to all of the texts. This one's in from my friend David in Mobile. He says he woke up hungry this morning, and he's doing a few creative projects he's working on, and he's still thinking about the gumbo talk I had with Uncle Larry yesterday. Yeah, I've been filling in on WWL, our flagship station, 870 AM for Tommy Tucker, the morning drive host. And I got one more day to go. Monday I'll be back on and filling in for him from 6 to 10. And we talked with Uncle Larry about gumbo, all things about gumbo. And today David's going to be trying Lucio Orfanella's recipe for shrimp and cucuza. Around here we call it gugutza. And David says it sounds delicious. Let me know how it comes out. Maybe send me some pictures, Dave. I'd love to see it. All right, here's another text coming in from one of our regulars, and he went fishing. This is Big E in Thibodeau. He went fishing at the ponds in Houma. I caught some fillet-sized pumpkin seeds. I love those pumpkin seed brim. Also some bass. He was using night crawlers under sliding bobber corks. And he also watched a grandpa help his granddaughter catch her first fish. She was so excited, and now she's hooked. I got to tell you, the grandpa-granddaughter first fish thing, I've been there and done it, and highly recommend it. All right, my friend who used to work with us, Deb over in Florida, sends this in. She says, if you read this before you bad people of the outdoors, I won't give it away. We did this story in Florida because the events that took place are within our coverage area, and when I wrote the story about the four being arrested, I thought this would be a great story for Don, and there it is. Okay, Deb. It's coming up right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On July 24th, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Division of Law Enforcement announced charges against four individuals involved in a fraudulent scheme to defraud hunters seeking Osceola turkey hunts and charge them with multiple felonies, including organized fraud, conspiracy to commit organized fraud, cheating, and the unlawful use of a two-way communication device. The investigation revealed that Larry William Collins and his co-conspirators advertised and provided fraudulent non-wild Osceola turkey hunts to unsuspecting victims through the Razor Ranch website, and they're going to be facing thousands of dollars in fines. The victims were led to believe they were paying for a genuine Osceola turkey hunting experience, but were instead guided to hunt pen-raised turkeys bred to resemble the Osceola species. The scheme involved 64-year-old Collins of Punta Gorda, Florida, who operated the Razor Ranch Blanket Hunting Preserve in Hardy County, and 57-year-old David Mills of Arcadia, who managed a game farm in Charlotte County where the non-wild turkeys were raised. Mills and 49-year-old Paul Beckham of Punta Gorda also acted as guides, leading the hunts, while 70-year-old Vernon Flowers of Naples, owner of Skins and Scales Taxidermy, mounted the fraudulent turkeys for the victims, while Collins received 10% kickbacks from Flowers for referring the taxidermy business. In addition to defrauding and negating hunters' Grand Slam accomplishments, this practice of interbreeding domestic with wild Osceola turkeys threatens the purity of this very unique species. And it's motivated by greed that the lowlife, 64-year-old Larry William Collins and 47-year-old Paul Beckham, both of Punta Gorda, and 57-year-old David Mills of Arcadia, and 70-year-old Vernon Flowers of Naples, our Florida bad boys of the outdoors. We'll follow up on this one. I hope they certainly get the max. Just bad all the way around. By the way, if you can use $12,500 in cash, you'll also help me get a future bad boy. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries in Louisiana and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they're still looking for leads for whoever shot the endangered whooping crane this past January in Evangeline Parish. It's going to be a total of, you got it right, $12,500 cash offered by a number of organizations for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who were responsible for shooting of that crane. If you do have information on it, you can call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or you can contact our Operation Game Thief hotline here in Louisiana. This happened on the morning of January 9th. There was a young whooping crane found dead in an agricultural pond on the south side of Bessie Lane in Mamou. And when the necropsy, which is the animal version of an autopsy, was performed, they determined the crane was shot and died from the fracture of the spine and intestinal hemorrhaging. You got information? Pick up some cash. That usually kind of smokes them out on a whooping crane. $12,500 reward. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check in with Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, find out how the fishing is down in Cajun land called Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here he is, the plastic man, live and in person, one Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, I got more people sending me pictures of big trout from Venice. I talked to Captain Dudley. He went down there and caught some big trout. You getting in on any of that trout action they're catching down there below you?
No, I don't have time for it.
Oh, okay. You must have something real important going on.
Well, we're just doing our thing, you know. In order to do that, you know, where they're fishing and how they're fishing, you know, you get to keep two fish. My customers don't want that. You know, those big old trout, you know, over 20 inches, they each keep two. My guys want to go hit the reds, hit the trout, and then, you know, maybe mangroves and snappers and cobias and triple tails. And we're doing a little bit of everything, but, you know, the redfish bite is really, really good. So, yeah, they got some nice trout being caught down there for sure. And I don't know where they're at. I mean, I could go catch them, but it's something you have to want to do that, you know?
Right.
Now, if I got a customer that wants to go fishing big trout, yeah.
Yeah, you're all in. Yeah, you're all in for that, I know. But, yeah, it's all up to what you're doing in business. And, you know, there's so many people I know that get into your business, and you know them too, and they think they're getting into a fishing for me business for fun.
No.
I'm going to do what I want.
It's
no, it's nothing like that. It's just entertainment and service business.
Strictly entertainment. You know, you house them and you feed them. You show them a good time, and you go catch what they want to catch. And if they want the meat or if they want – some bull reds or some keeper reds or some trout or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter what they want. We're going to may do our best to put them on those fish. So that's what we do.
And now, they also want information. You know, you guys are teachers too.
Oh, without a doubt. People, that's why you come with a guy, not to just load the boat, but to learn. You know, they learn so many things. Like, I would have never thought about that. Or, I didn't know to hold my rod like that or to tie the hook like that or to use that kind of technique. You know, that's what you go for.
Well, they say, I didn't know you could catch fish without shrimp.
that could go a long way down there, I tell you. They got some shrimp users. You know, I saw something this week that's really strange. The water on the Gulf after that northwest wind, it cleared up crystal clear.
Wow.
And the fish disappeared. The bait disappeared. Everything. You could see 6 foot down, and there was nothing in it.
That wasn't one of those deoxygenation problems, was it?
No. It
like an algae? No.
Yeah, it's the water. I mean, it was crystal clear, and the fish disappeared. I said, "Boy, we're gonna slaughter them right here." No bait, no fish, some catfish. But you know, it could have been a deoxygenation deal. You know, because if the algae falls out, that's where the color comes from. But the river's coming down. The river's 4.3 and going to 2.4, so before teal season. So teal is starting to make their move. I'm going to Noliasi this week to get my eye right, make sure that I can hit them when they get here. And
yeah, in fact, I just got a text from Mike Smith over in Delacro. He says they've got a few teals starting to show up over there too. So
yeah, it's time, and then they're going to come on. The aquatic vegetation looks really good right now, and the duck potatoes, but it's not going to take but one big old easter, southeaster blowing real hard at 20 with the river at 2.4 to kill a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, but the duck potatoes are there, and they're going to stay there. So it ought to be good. You know, hopefully we'll get some teal this way this year. You know, they've been going a little bit more west towards Texas and that. But, I mean, we get our share, but
right. They've
been really doing well in the west part. So,
well,
all right, we'll wait and see. The fishing's good, though.
All right. Somebody wants to get you and get on the books, tell them how to call you.
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website, or they could call me on this old phone at 504-559-5111.
And you do eco tours, too, because I got some people asking about that, and I always tell them.
Yeah, I do. I like to do that, too. You know, we have we have 184 species of birds in the wintertime on the east side of the river, which is more than anywhere in Louisiana. So it's a bird watcher's dream over there.
And you know what everybody wants to see when they come to Louisiana, don't you?
Alligators.
That's it, and you got them down there. Some big ones,
that's
too.
That's starting in 2 weeks. They can come kill one.
Yeah, somebody told me they saw a monster down there by the fort, you know.
Oh, they got some big ones.
I think it was Chris.
You got to watch your dogs.
I think it was my cameraman, Chris. I think he said he saw a monster right down there, way pretty far, close to where we launched the boat right there at the fort.
Yeah, they got some humdingers.
Yeah, got to be careful with those guys, too. All right, Cap Ryan, y'all have a great weekend down there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Pilot, we'll see you soon.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming up next, I got a text message in here that says, it's from some of our Florida listeners, and it says, we love the program that feeds the less fortunate with wild game. That's Dan and Meredith listening to us in Florida. Well, Julie Grunewald is up next. She's going to tell us all about Hunters for the Hungry, Clean Out Your Freezer Day. Get ready to help the hungry and help yourself by making some room in that freezer. We're back to talk to Julie after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I hope you took my advice and checked into your freezer and find out you need to make a little space. Got to maybe get some of that venison sausage or some of that backstrap or maybe some fish or seafood that you got and make some room in your freezer because hunting season is just a few weeks away. Well, the perfect way to clean it out and put it to good use is Hunters for the Hungry's Clean Out Your Freezer Day. A lot of you have become familiar with it, and this serves just as a reminder to participate for a lot of folks that maybe have never heard about it. Julie Grunewald, the Executive Director for Hunters for the Hungry, joins us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, did you get the kids all off of school this week? Everything's in place?
Everybody's in place. All good. We're getting geared up for freezer day now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a summer just vacation for kids just seems to come and go so quick. Well, I'm glad you got an early start on it because, you know, we got football coming up and a lot of other stuff. The hunting season will actually be starting. So kind of give us the rundown, the range of dates and where the collection sites will be set up this year.
Yeah, we went a little earlier this year based on the feedback of some of our hunters and fishermen because especially our hunters are already kind of getting into their camps and starting to get prepped for the hunting season that's coming up. But, you know, Clean Out Your Freezer Day is really catching on, especially in some of these newer markets that we started a couple years ago. And we have over 30 drop-off locations throughout the state where literally you can drive up. There'll be a volunteer that will meet you at your car, help you unload your ice chest.
All right, we try to get to all of the texts. This one's in from my friend David in Mobile. He says he woke up hungry this morning, and he's doing a few creative projects he's working on, and he's still thinking about the gumbo talk I had with Uncle Larry yesterday. Yeah, I've been filling in on WWL, our flagship station, 870 a.m. For Tommy Tucker, the morning drive host, and I got one more day to go. Monday I'll be back on and filling in for him from 6 to 10, and we talked with Uncle Larry about gumbo, all things about gumbo. And today, David's going to be trying Lucio Arfanella's recipe for shrimp and cucuza. Around here, we call it gugutza. And David says it sounds delicious. Let me know how it comes out. Maybe send me some pictures, David. Love to see it. All right, here's another text coming in from one of our regulars, and he went fishing. This is Big E and Thibodeau. He went fishing at the ponds in Houma. I caught some fillet-sized pumpkin seeds. I love those pumpkin seed brim. Also some bass. He was using night crawlers under sliding bobber corks. And he also watched a grandpa help his granddaughter catch her first fish. She was so excited, and now she's hooked. I got to tell you, the grandpa-granddaughter first fish thing, I've been there and done it, and highly recommend it. All right, my friend who used to work with us, Deb over in Florida, sends this in. She says, if you read this before you bad people of the outdoors, I won't give it away. We did this story in Florida because the events that took place are within our coverage area, and when I wrote the story about the four being arrested, I thought this would be a great story for Don, and there it is. Okay, Deb, It's coming up right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On July 24th, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Division of Law Enforcement announced charges against four individuals involved in a fraudulent scheme to defraud hunters seeking Osceola turkey hunts and charge them with multiple felonies, including organized fraud, conspiracy to commit organized fraud, cheating, and the unlawful use of a two-way communication device. The investigation revealed that Larry William Collins and his co-conspirators advertised and provided fraudulent non-wild Osceola turkey hunts to unsuspecting victims through the Razor Ranch website, and they're going to be facing thousands of dollars in fines. The victims were led to believe they were paying for a genuine Osceola turkey hunting experience, but were instead guided to hunt pen-raised turkeys bred to resemble the Osceola species. The scheme involved 64-year-old Collins of Punta Gorda, Florida, who operated the Razor Ranch Blanket Hunting Preserve in Hardy County, and 57-year-old David Mills of Arcadia, who managed a game farm in Charlotte County where the non-wild turkeys were raised. Mills and 49-year-old Paul Beckham of Punta Gorda also acted as guides, leading the hunts, while 70-year-old Vernon Flowers of Naples, owner of Skins and Scales Taxidermy, mounted the fraudulent turkeys for the victims, while Collins received 10% kickbacks from Flowers for referring the taxidermy business. In addition to defrauding and negating hunters' Grand Slam accomplishments, this practice of interbreeding domestic with wild Osceola turkeys threatens the purity of this very unique species. And it's motivated by greed that the lowlife, 64-year-old Larry William Collins and 47-year-old Paul Beckham, both of Punta Gorda, and 57-year-old David Mills of Arcadia, and 70-year-old Vernon Flowers of Naples, our Florida bad boys of the outdoors. We'll follow up on this one. I hope they certainly get the max. Just bad all the way around. By the way, if you can use $12,500 in cash, you'll also help me get a future bad boy. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries in Louisiana and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they're still looking for leads for whoever shot the endangered whooping crane this past January in Evangeline Parish. It's going to be a total of, you got it right, $12,500 cash offered by a number of organizations for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who were responsible for shooting of that crane. If you do have information on it, you can call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or you can contact our Operation Game Thief hotline here in Louisiana. This happened on the morning of January 9th. There was a young whooping crane found dead in an agricultural pond on the south side of Bessie Lane in Mamou. And when the necropsy, which is the animal version of an autopsy, was performed, they determined the crane was shot and died from a fracture of the spine and intestinal hemorrhaging. You got information? Pick up some cash. That usually kind of smokes them out on a whooping crane. $12,500 reward. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check in with Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, find out how the fishing is down in Cajun land called Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here he is, the plastic man, live and in person, one Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, I got more people sending me pictures of big trout from Venice. I talked to Captain Dudley. He went down there and caught some big trout. You getting in on any of that trout action they're catching down there below you?
No, I don't have time for it.
Oh, okay. You must have something real important going on.
Well, we're just doing our thing, you know. In order to do that, you know, where they're fishing and how they're fishing, you know, you get to keep two fish. My customers don't want that. You know, those big old trout, you know, over 20 inches, they each keep two. My guys want to go hit the reds, hit the trout, and then, you know, maybe mangroves and snappers and cobias and triple tails. And we're doing a little bit of everything, but, you know, the redfish bite is really, really good. So, yeah, they got some nice trout being caught down there for sure. And I don't know where they're at. I mean, I could go catch them, but it's not something you have to want to do that, you know?
Right.
Now, if I got a customer that wants to go fishing big trout,
you're all in. Yeah, you're all in for that, I know. But, it's all up to what you're doing in business. And, you know, so many people I know that get into your business, and you know them too, and they think they're getting into a fishing for me business, for fun.
No,
I'm going to do what I want.
It's
nothing like that. It's just entertainment and service
business. Strictly entertainment. You know, you hire them and you feed them, you show them a good time, and you go catch what they want to catch, and if they want the meat or if they want some bull reds or some keeper reds or some trout or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter what they want. We're going to may do our best to put them on those fish. So that's what we do.
And now, they also want information. You know, you guys are teachers too.
Oh, without a doubt. People, that's why you come with a guy, not to just load the boat, but to learn. You know, they learn so many things. Like, I would have never thought about that. Or, I didn't know to hold my rod like that or to tie the hook like that or to use that kind of technique. You know, that's what you go for.
Well, they said, I didn't know you could catch fish without shrimp.
that could go a long way down there, I tell you. They got some shrimp users. You know, I saw something this week that's really strange. The water on the Gulf after that northwest wind, it cleared up crystal clear.
Wow.
And the fish disappeared. The bait disappeared. Everything. You could see 6 foot down, and there was nothing in it.
That wasn't one of those deoxygenation problems, was it?
No. It
like an algae? No.
Yeah, the water. I mean, it was crystal clear, and the fish disappeared. I said, "Boy, we're gonna slaughter them right here." Nope, no bait, no fish, some catfish. But you know, it could have been a deoxygenation deal. You know, because if the algae falls out, that's where the color comes from. But the river's coming down. The river's 4.3 and going to 2.4, so before teal season. So teal is starting to make their move. I'm going to Noliasi this week to get my eye right, make sure that I can hit them when they get here. And
in fact, I just got a text from Mike Smith over in Delacroix. He says they've got a few teal starting to show up over there too. So,
yeah, it's time, and then they're going to come on. With the aquatic vegetation looks really good right now, and the duck potatoes, but it's not going to take but one big old eastern, southeaster blowing real hard at 20 with the river at 2.4 to kill a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, but the duck potatoes are there, and they're going to stay there. So it ought to be good. You know, it's hopefully we'll get some teal this year. You know, they've been going a little bit more west towards Texas and that. But, I mean, we get our share, but
right. They've
been really doing well in the west part. So, I don't know. We'll wait and see. The fishing's good, though.
All right. Somebody wants to get you and get on the books, tell them how to call you.
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website, or they can call me on this old phone at 504-559-5111.
And you do eco tours, too, because I got some people asking about that, and I always tell them.
Yeah, I do. I like to do that, too. You know, we have 184 species of birds in the wintertime on the east side of the river, which is more than anywhere in Louisiana. So it's a bird watcher's dream over there.
And you know what everybody wants to see when they come to Louisiana, don't you?
Alligators.
That's it, and you got them down there. Some big ones,
that's
too.
That's starting in 2 weeks. They can come kill one.
Yeah, somebody told me they saw a monster down there by the fort, you know.
Oh, they got some big ones.
I think it was Chris.
You got to watch your dogs.
I think it was my cameraman, Chris. I think he said he saw a monster right down there, way pretty far, close to where we launched the boat right there at the fort.
Yeah, they got some humdingers.
Yeah, got to be careful with those guys, too. All right, Cap Ryan, y'all have a great weekend down there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Pineapple, we'll see you soon.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming up next, I got a text message in here that says it's from some of our Florida listeners, and it says, we love the program that feeds the less fortunate with wild game. That's Dan and Meredith listening to us in Florida. Well, Julie Grunewald is up next. She's going to tell us all about Hunters for the Hungry, Clean Out Your Freezer Day. Get ready to help the hungry and help yourself by making some room in that freezer. We're back to talk to Julie after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I hope you took my advice and checked into your freezer and find out you need to make a little space. Got to maybe get some of that venison sausage or some of that backstrap or maybe some fish or seafood that you got and make some some room in your freezer because hunting season is just a few weeks away. Well, the perfect way to clean it out and put it to good use is Hunters for the Hungry's Clean Out Your Freezer Day. A lot of you have become familiar with it, and this serves just as a reminder to participate for a lot of folks that maybe have never heard about it. Julie Grunwald, the Executive Director for Hunters for the Hungry, joins us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, did you get the kids all off of school this week? Everything's in place?
Everybody's in place. All good. We're getting geared up for freezer day now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a summer just vacation for kids just seems to come and go so quick. Well, I'm glad you got an early start on it because, you know, we got football coming up and a lot of other stuff. The hunting season will actually be starting. So kind of give us the rundown, the range of dates and where the collection sites will be set up this year.
Yeah, we went a little earlier this year based on the feedback of some of our hunters and fishermen because especially our hunters are already kind of getting into their camps and starting to get prepped for the hunting season that's coming up. But, you know, Clean Out Your Freezer Day is really catching on, especially in some of these newer markets that we started a couple years ago. And we have over 30 drop-off locations throughout the state where literally you can drive up. There'll be a volunteer that will meet you at your car, help you unload your ice chest into one of our ice chests or into one of our food bank trucks that will be parked at the locations, and you can donate your goods. So we make it super simple and super easy for everybody to participate. Again, over 30 locations throughout the entire state of Louisiana. So there's a lot of options.
What type of donations will you be accepting?
So we accept anything that is properly labeled and dated. And so most of the time, as you mentioned, it's most people getting ready for the upcoming hunting season or fall fishing season that kind of thought, oh, yeah, great. I harvested this deer. I have all this meat. And then now especially the wives are saying, hey, I know hunting season's coming up. Where do you think you're going to put all this stuff? So we receive a lot of donations that are processed deer meat, sausage, fish, that sort of thing. Then we also have people that just love our mission and they appreciate what we're trying to do. They love that outdoorsmen in the great state of Louisiana are able to give back. And so we'll have people that go buy, you know, some chickens or brisket or hams or whatever and just donate them just to kind of be a part of what we're doing. So as long as it's properly labeled and dated, then we'll take it.
Hog, deer, duck, whatever wild game or seafood that you
all
might have.
All the things. And sometimes even if you have vegetables and that kind of stuff that you think that you want to donate, we'll take that too on this day.
Yeah, the food banks welcome it. Tell us about, once it's all consolidated, how is it put to good use?
So we work with all five food banks that are spread out throughout the state, and each food bank has over 100 agencies that they service. So they send out kind of an alert that tells the agencies what they have in the warehouse after this day, and then they can kind of call dibs on it, basically. And so, you know, it'll be soup kitchens and shelters and churches and some that are a little bit smaller that may feed only, you know, 10 to 20 people a day, but then some that are larger that feed, there's agencies like a St. Vincent de Paul, or especially in New Orleans, that feed 400 or 500 people every single day. So we have, you know, a real need in Louisiana. We have a lot of homeless people. We have a lot of needy people that are relying on this food for a hot meal every day. So.
And we have a lot of generous, very generous hunters who participate and fishermen who participate in this. Julie, for somebody to find a location, whether they're listening to us up in Shreveport or Lake Charles or Natchez, St. Francisville, Slidell, give them the website where they can find the nearest location to make the drop-off on the date and time.
Yep, we have plenty of drop-offs. You can go to cleanoutyourfreezer.com. Very simple to remember, cleanoutyourfreezer.com. And, you know, Don, it's important to know that not everybody in Louisiana is like us that loves to hunt and fish. But Maybe you have a family member or a friend that does, and they may not know about this program. So certainly send anybody and everybody that you know to our website. We're on all social media platforms, of course, but cleanoutyourfreezer.com will give you all the information. It'll give you my contact information if you have any questions or needs. If you have a company that wants to get involved and sponsor our program because you have a lot of employees that are, you know, big outdoorsmen, it's a great 501c3 to be able to give back to. So check it out, cleanoutyourfreezer.com.
Thank you so much, Julie. Appreciate it, and hope I set a record over on the 18th at Rouse's between 1 and 4 in Slidell. Thanks for the great job you do. We appreciate it. See you next time. Got it right. $12,500 cash offered by a number of organizations for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who were responsible for shooting of that crane. If you do have information on it, you can call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or you can contact our Operation Game Thief hotline here in Louisiana. This happened on the morning of January 9th. There was a young whooping crane found dead in an agricultural pond on the south side of Bessie Lane in Mamou. And when the necropsy, which is the animal version of an autopsy, was performed, they determined the crane was shot and died from the fracture of the spine and intestinal hemorrhaging. You got information? Pick up some cash. That usually kind of smokes them out on a whooping crane. $12,500 reward. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check in with Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, find out how the fishing is down in Cajun land called Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here he is, the plastic man, live and in person, one Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, I got more people sending me pictures of big trout from Venice. I talked to Captain Dudley. He went down there and caught some big trout. You getting in on any of that trout action they're catching down there below you?
No, I don't have time for it.
Oh, okay. You must have something real important going on.
Well, we're just doing our thing, you know. In order to do that, you know, the way they're fishing and how they're fishing, you know, you get to keep two fish. My customers don't want that. You know, those big old trout, you know, over 20 inches each, keep two. My guys want to go hit the reds, hit the trout, and then, you know, maybe mangroves and snappers and cobias and triple tails. And we're doing a little bit of everything, but, you know, the redfish bite is really, really good. So, yeah, they got some nice trout being caught down there for sure. And I don't know where they're at. I mean, I could go catch them, but it's something you have to want to do that, you know?
Right.
Now, if I got a customer that wants to go fishing big trout, yeah.
Yeah, you're all in. Yeah, you're all in for that, I know. But, yeah, it's all up to what you're doing in business. And, you know, so many people I know that get into your business, and you know them too, and they think they're getting into a fishing for me business for fun.
No.
I'm going to do what I want.
It's
no, it's nothing like that. It's just entertainment and service business.
Strictly entertainment. You know, you house them and you feed them. You show them a good time, and you go catch what they want to catch. And if they want the meat or if they want – some bull reds or some keeper reds or some trout or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter what they want. We're going to may do our best to put them on those fish. So that's what we do.
And now, they also want information. You know, you guys are teachers too.
Oh, without a doubt. People, that's why you come with a guy, not to just load the boat, but to learn. You know, they learn so many things. Like, I would have never thought about that. Or, I didn't know to hold my rod like that or to tie the hook like that or to use that kind of technique. You know, that's what you go for.
Well, they say, I didn't know you could catch fish without shrimp.
that could go a long way down there, I tell you. They got some shrimp users. You know, I saw something this week that's really strange. The water on the Gulf after that northwest wind, it cleared up crystal clear.
Wow.
And the fish disappeared. The bait disappeared. Everything. You could see 6 foot down, and there was nothing in it.
That wasn't one of those deoxygenation problems, was it?
No. It
like an algae? No.
Yeah, it was crystal clear, and the fish disappeared. I said, "Boy, we're going to slaughter them right here." Nope, no bait, no fish, some catfish. But, you know, it could have been a deoxygenation deal, you know, because if the algae falls out, that's where the color comes from. But the river's coming down. The river's 4.3 and going to 2.4, so before teal season. So teal are starting to make their moves. I'm going to Noliasi this week to get my eye right, make sure that I can hit them when they get here.
Yeah, in fact, I just got a text from Mike Smith over in Delacro. He says they've got a few teals starting to show up over there too. So,
yeah, it's time, and then they're going to come on. The aquatic vegetation looks really good right now, and the duck potatoes, but it's not going to take but one big old eastern or southeaster blowing real hard at 20 with the river at 2.4 to kill a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, but the duck potatoes are there, and they're going to stay there. So it ought to be good. You know, hopefully we'll get some teal this way this year. You know, they've been going a little bit more west towards Texas and that. But, I mean, we get our share, but
right. They've
been really doing well in the west part. So, well, all right, we'll wait and see. The fishing's good, though.
All right. Somebody wants to get you and get on the books, tell them how to call you.
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website, or they could call me on this old phone at 504-559-5111.
And you do eco tours, too, because I got some people asking about that, and I always tell them.
Yeah, I do. I like to do that, too. You know, we have 184 species of birds in the wintertime on the east side of the river, which is more than anywhere in Louisiana. So it's a bird watcher's dream over there.
And you know what everybody wants to see when they come to Louisiana, don't you?
Alligators.
That's it, and you got them down there. Some big ones,
that's
too.
That's starting in 2 weeks. They can come kill one.
Yeah, somebody told me they saw a monster down there by the fort, you know.
Oh, they got some big ones.
I think it was Chris.
You got to watch your dogs.
I think it was my cameraman, Chris. I think he said he saw a monster right down there, way pretty far, close to where we launched the boat right there at the fort.
Yeah, they got some humdingers.
Yeah, got to be careful with those guys, too. All right, Cap Ryan, y'all have a great weekend down there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Pilot, we'll see you soon.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming up next, I got a text message in here that says it's from some of our Florida listeners, and it says, we love the program that feeds the less fortunate with wild game. That's Dan and Meredith listening to us in Florida. Well, Julie Grunewald is up next. She's going to tell us all about Hunters for the Hungry, Clean Out Your Freezer Day. Get ready to help the hungry and help yourself by making some room in that freezer. We're back to talk to Julie after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I hope you took my advice and checked into your freezer and find out you need to make a little space. Got to maybe get some of that venison sausage or some of that backstrap or maybe some fish or seafood that you got and make some room in your freezer because hunting season is just a few weeks away. Well, the perfect way to clean it out and put it to good use is Hunters for the Hungry's Clean Out Your Freezer Day. A lot of you have become familiar with it, and this serves just as a reminder to participate for a lot of folks that maybe have never heard about it. Julie Grunewald, the Executive Director for Hunters for the Hungry, joins us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, did you get the kids all off of school this week? Everything's in place?
Everybody's in place. All good. We're getting geared up for freezer day now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a summer just a vacation for kids just seems to come and go so quick. Well, I'm glad you got an early start on it because, you know, we got football coming up and a lot of other stuff. The hunting season will actually be starting. So kind of give us the rundown, the range of dates and where the collection sites will be set up this year.
Yeah, we went a little earlier this year based on the feedback of some of our hunters and fishermen because especially our hunters are already kind of getting into their camps and starting to get prepped for the hunting season that's coming up. But, you know, Clean Out Your Freezer Day is really catching on, especially in some of these newer markets that we started a couple years ago. And we have over 30 drop-off locations throughout the state where literally you can drive up. There'll be a volunteer that will meet you at your car, help you unload your ice chest into one of our ice chests or into one of our food bank trucks that will be parked at the locations, and you can donate your goods. So we make it super simple and super easy for everybody to participate. Again, over 30 locations throughout the entire state of Louisiana. So there's a lot of options.
What type of donations will you be accepting?
So we accept anything that is properly labeled and dated. And so most of the time, as you mentioned, it's most
people getting ready for the upcoming hunting season or fall fishing season that kind of thought, oh yeah, great. I harvested this deer. I have all this meat. And then now especially the wives, they're saying, Hey, I know hunting season's coming up. Where do you think you're going to put all this stuff? So we receive a lot of donations that are processed deer meat, sausage, fish, that sort of thing. Then we also have people that just love our mission and they appreciate what we're trying to do. They love that outdoorsmen in the great state of Louisiana are able to give back. And so we'll have people that go buy, you know, some chickens or brisket or hams or whatever and just donate them just to kind of be a part of what we're doing. So as long as it's properly labeled and dated, then we'll take it.
Hog, deer, duck, whatever wild game or seafood that you
all
might have.
All the things. And sometimes even if you have vegetables and that kind of stuff that you think that you want to donate, we'll take that too on this day.
Yeah, the food bank's welcome. Tell us about, once it's all consolidated, how is it put to good use?
So we work with all five food banks that are spread out throughout the state, and each food bank has over 100 agencies that they service. So they send out kind of an alert that tells the agencies what they have in the warehouse after this day, and then they can kind of call dibs on it, basically. And so it'll be soup kitchens and shelters and churches and some that are a little bit smaller that may feed only 10 to 20 people a day, but then some that are larger that feed, there's agencies like a St. Vincent de Paul, or especially in New Orleans, that feed 400 or 500 people every single day. So we have, a real need in Louisiana. We have a lot of homeless people. We have a lot of needy people that are relying on this food for a hot meal every day.
So. And we have a lot of generous, very generous hunters who participate and fishermen who participate in this. Julie, for somebody to find a location, whether they're listening to us up in Shreveport or Lake Charles or Natchez, St. Francisville, Slidell, give them the website where they can find the nearest location to make the drop-off on the date and time.
Yep, we have plenty of drop-offs. You can go to cleanoutyourfreezer.com. Very simple to remember, cleanoutyourfreezer.com. And, Don, it's important to know that not everybody in Louisiana is like us that loves to hunt and fish. But maybe you have a family member or a friend that does, and they may not know about this program. So certainly send anybody and everybody that you know to our website. We're on all social media platforms, of course, but cleanoutyourfreezer.com will give you all the information. It'll give you my contact information if you have any questions or needs. If you have a company that wants to get involved and sponsor our program because you have a lot of employees that are, big outdoorsmen, it's a great 501c3 to be able to give back to. So check it out, cleanoutyourfreezer.com.
Thank you so much, Julie. Appreciate it, and hope I set a record over on the 18th at Rouse's between 1 and 4 in Slidell. Thanks for the great job you do. We appreciate it. See you next time. All right, I hope you took my advice and checked into your freezer and find out you need to make a little space. Got to maybe get some of that venison sausage or some of that backstrap or maybe some fish or seafood that you got and make some room in your freezer because hunting season is just a few weeks away. Well, the perfect way to clean it out and put it to good use is Hunters for the Hungry's Clean Out Your Freezer Day. A lot of you have become familiar with it, and this serves just as a reminder to participate for a lot of folks that maybe have never heard about it. Julie Grunwald, the Executive Director for Hunters for the Hungry, joins us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, did you get the kids all off of school this week? Everything's in place?
Everybody's in place. All good. We're getting geared up for freezer day now.
Absolutely. And, that's a summer, just a vacation for kids just seems to come and go so quick. Well, I'm glad you got an early start on it because, we got football coming up and a lot of other stuff. The hunting season will actually be starting. So kind of give us the rundown, the range of dates and where the collection sites will be set up this year.
Yeah, we went a little earlier this year based on the feedback of some of our hunters and fishermen because especially our hunters are already kind of getting into their camps and starting to get prepped for the hunting season that's coming up. But, Clean Out Your Freezer Day is really catching on, and especially in some of these newer markets that we started a couple years ago. And we have over 30 drop-off locations throughout the state where – literally you can drive up. There'll be a volunteer that will meet you at your car, help you unload your ice chest into one of our ice chests or into one of our food bank trucks that will be parked at the locations, and you can donate your goods. So we make it super simple and super easy for everybody to participate. Again, over 30 locations throughout the entire state of Louisiana. So there's a lot of options.
What type of donations will you be accepting?
So we accept anything that is properly labeled and dated. And so most of the time, as you mentioned, it's most people getting ready for the upcoming hunting season or fall fishing season that kind of thought, oh yeah, great. I harvested this deer. I have all this meat. And then now especially the wives are saying, Hey, I know hunting season's coming up. Where do you think you're going to put all this stuff? So we receive a lot of donations that are processed deer meat, sausage, fish, that sort of thing. Then we also have people that just love our mission and they appreciate what we're trying to do. They love that outdoorsmen in the great state of Louisiana are able to give back. And so we'll have people that go buy, some chickens or brisket or hams or whatever and just donate them just to kind of be a part of what we're doing. So as long as it's properly labeled and dated, then we'll take it.
Hog, deer, duck, whatever wild game or seafood that you
all
might have.
All the things. And sometimes even if you have vegetables and that kind of stuff that you think that you want to donate, we'll take that too on this day.
Yeah, the food banks welcome it. Tell us about, once it's all consolidated, how is it put to good use?
So we work with all five food banks that are spread out throughout the state, and each food bank has over 100 agencies that they service. So they send out kind of an alert that tells the agencies what they have in the warehouse after this day, and then they can kind of call dibs on it, basically. And so it'll be soup kitchens and shelters and churches and some that are a little bit smaller that may feed only 10 to 20 people a day, but then some that are larger that feed, there's agencies like a St. Vincent de Paul, or especially in New Orleans, that feed 400 or 500 people every single day. So we have, a real need in Louisiana. We have a lot of homeless people. We have a lot of needy people that are relying on this food for a hot meal every day.
And we have a lot of generous, very generous hunters who participate and fishermen who participate in this. Julie, for somebody to find a location, whether they're listening to us up in Shreveport or Lake Charles or Natchez, St. Francisville, Slidell, give them the website where they can find the nearest location to make the drop-off on the date and time.
Yep, we have plenty of drop-offs. You can go to cleanoutyourfreezer.com. Very simple to remember, cleanoutyourfreezer.com. And, Don, it's important to know that not everybody in Louisiana is like us that loves to hunt and fish. But maybe you have a family member or a friend that does, and they may not know about this program. So certainly send anybody and everybody that you know to our website. We're on all social media platforms, of course, but cleanoutyourfreezer.com will give you all the information. It'll give you my contact information if you have any questions or needs. If you have a company that wants to get involved and sponsor our program because you have a lot of employees that are, big outdoorsmen, it's a great 501c3 to be able to give back to. So check it out, cleanoutyourfreezer.com.
Right. Thank you so much, Julie. Appreciate it, and hope I set a record over on the 18th at Rouse's between 1 and 4 in Slidell. Thanks for the great job you do. We appreciate it. See you next time.